And so what was it like during the war at Fielding and Platt?
Hectic.
You were going to tell me about St. Luke's Vaults.
Well, when I first went there, the actual churchyard, well, it wasn't a churchyard, it was the vault where all the coffins was. It didn't belong to Fielding's then. But they wanted land, I suppose, in the war, so they decided to take the coffins out. Being nosy, all the apprentices looked over the wall, see what was happening. Most of the coffins that came out were lead. A lot of them was wooden boxes, and they just collapsed, and the bones were just sucked anyway. But they opened one lead coffin, there was an old boy in there with a beard. And as they opened it up, it sort of disintegrated. Of course, we were there, bug-eyed over the wall, wondering what was happening. And that the vaults then were used as air raid shelters, smelt all musty and horrible. But they put all benches in there, and in the 40s, you know, Battle of Britain, we wouldn't know, of course, Battle of Britain was on all air raids and things like that. So Jim Fielding decided the air raid sergeants went, we all had to go and sit in these vaults. And he stood outside with a shotgun. What he's going to do, I don't know.
And how often would you have had to have gone down into these vaults?
How long?
How often did you go down?
I went down only about twice, I think. Yeah. It's horrible. It smelt.
And how many of you would have got down into the vaults?
They had what they call the cellars the other side of the road. They put some down there. At the beginning of the war, they didn't have the heights of the war. It was 900. I suppose it'd be about 200-300, I suppose.
And how would you have passed the time? How long would you have been down there for?
We weren't down there long. Moaning and groaning all the time.
And it would have been probably quite dimly lit as well.
Oh, it was quite dimly lit, yeah. Shooting a lot of dim people down there.
So you had the vaults that were used as air raid shelters.
Yeah, it was used as a storage place.
I've seen an ARP badge for Fielding and Platt. Did Fielding and Platt have its own Home Guard or own ARP?
Yes.
And what were you part of them?
Well, Fielding's Home Guard, no. Chuffley Home Guard.
Do you remember anything about Fielding's Home Guard? Who was in it? How it came to be formed?
I know Jim Fielding, he was the boss, so he was the CO.
And what other things would have happened at Fielding's during the war that wouldn't have happened after the war?
We used to have big gas stoves, coke stoves. And that round the corner was a vegetable shop owned by Nelson Gardner. He was notorious, but we won't go into that. And they used to nip round there and get potatoes, stick them under these stoves. They used to smell lovely. And a lot of the apprentices who had a fancy girl up in a machine shop, they used to bake them a potato and whip them up there.
So that was how you kind of supplemented your ration sometimes?
Oh, yeah, but he was covered in ash and all, you know.